This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Parkway High School. Our Indians are getting ready to take on the Parkway Panthers. This year, coached by Scott Steinbrunner. A lot of Fort Recovery people that played softball a few years ago are very familiar with Scott Steinbrunner. And he's their head coach this year and assisted by, I believe it's his son, possibly his nephew, Nick. I believe that's his son. And so that's who we're going to be facing tonight is Scott Steinbrunner-led Parkway Panthers. And if I can, I'm fighting the wind here, about a 20, 30 mile an hour wind, and I'm trying to keep control of my papers. So Parkway comes in with a record of 5-6. No wins and a loss in the MAC. They beat Shawnee 5-2 to begin the season, and St. Mary's beat them 11-7. And then Parkway beat Spencerville 2-1. And then Salina beat Parkway 5-1. And then Parkway beat Delphus Jefferson in five innings 12-1. Van Wert beat Parkway 9-6. And then Parkway beat Crestview 8-2. Allen East run ruled Parkway 12-1. Versailles beat Parkway in their first MAC game 7-1, and LCC beat Parkway 9-6, and then Parkway, I believe, maybe last night, beat Ansonia 7-2. So that's their games there that they have 11 games in, and we have 9. We're 7-2, one win, no losses in the MAC. Looks like we're getting the, one of the coaches with the umpires at the plate, and so they'll get their stuff figured out, and Coach Ink should be there shortly. And Fort Recovery scores, we beat Salina 4-2, Adams Central 4-0. Fort Laramie beat us 6-5 in the first game of a doubleheader, and we came back and shut them out 1-0 in the second game. Then the following Monday, we beat Lehman Catholic 4-0. And then a week ago today, beat Houston 16-0 in five innings. Then on Thursday, our first MAC game, we beat Marion Local 12-0 in five innings. And then last Friday, Anna beat us 15-8. They were up 12-0, and the Indians just wouldn't give up. And actually, we outscored them after the first inning. Gave them five outs at least in that first inning, so a little bit of a problem. Then last night we went up to Lima Shawnee, and the game, the Lima Shawnee is a better team than it looks like here, but we beat them 20-6 in five innings. The first we batted 16 batters in the first inning. We had 11 of our players score. The first inning lasted a half an hour, so it was a little crazy. We're still getting ready to get things going here. Coming up the rest of this week, we have Marion Local on, not Marion Local, New Bremen at home on Thursday. And then on Saturday, we go up to South Adams to play the Starfires in a doubleheader, and that'll start at 11. Hey, I wanted that open. Harassing Ian McCain there a little bit. So the officials and the coaches are talking things over there, and so Indians will bat first, but it'll be a pretty similar lineup to what we've had all along. For the Parkway Panthers in their half of the innings, they will start off with Jacoby Triplett. He'll be pitching today. Then Colt Harner, then Perry Schwederman, and in the cleanup, it will be Carson Kirby, And then it will be Cohen Corte, who's a freshman, playing shortstop for them. And Rowan Kanapke will be playing right field. He'll be batting sixth. And then the designated hitter will be Jack Yoder. And Cooper Tangeman, sophomore second baseman, will be batting eighth. And Isaac Beveridge, sophomore, will be playing right field, and he will bat ninth. And Yoder is DHing for Rowan Yoder, who is going to be playing third base. So that's how that's going to go for the Indians. It's going to be Reese Wendell, and then Colson Post, Luke Fortkamp, Alex Garkey, Ian McCain, Caden Homan, Hayden Seifring, Brody Hart, and Dylan Klinke. And Caden Homan will be DHing for Grant Fortkamp, who will be playing right field, I believe. So they're doing the introductions. They'll be doing the national anthem. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems, Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Parkway High School. Indians are taking on the Panthers. Getting ready for first pitch here. Batting first for the Indians will be, of course, Reese Wendell. And he'll be followed by Colson Post, who, starting again as of last night, is playing the field again. He had some arm issues. He was able to bat, but they didn't have him play in the field. So we moved a lot of guys around. Several guys have been in different places around the field, especially the infield, with Colson out for a few days. And so I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. Now a lot of guys have played the infield. Reese Wendell is getting ready to come to the plate. Played third base last night and I believe last Friday. So just an interesting set of things. A lot of guys got some time in different places around the field. So here we go. It will be Jacoby Triplett, junior pitcher for the Parkway Panthers. He'll be pitching to Reese Wendell. First pitch, swing and a miss. The ball's in a strike. Just getting started here. And again, we are recording only, not able to do the live. We're pretty sure starting Thursday we'll be okay with that. Second pitch, another nice pitch, and another swing and a miss by Reese. Triplett ready again. Now it's a little outside. One ball, two strikes. Reese ready again. Triplett gets his sign. He'll come to the plate. That's low. Evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First batter here for the Indians. Playing Parkway. Jacoby Triplett way high. So after two straight really good pitches that Reese swung and missed, Triplett has, I don't know if he's trying to be too careful or what, but he's thrown three straight pitches, one in the dirt and one way high. And that's a swing and a miss up in the eyes, and Reese couldn't resist it. That's a strikeout looking. So one up, one down for the Indians. That'll bring Colson Post, followed by, excuse me, Luke Fortkamp. Jacoby ready. Foul back. Colson got a piece of it. No balls and a strike. That one's a little high and maybe outside. Ball and a strike. That one's hit sharply, took a crazy hop over the mound, but their second baseman's able to field it over the first. Two up, two down for the Indians. Thought maybe that crazy hop over the when it went past the mound might be a little tough to field, but he had no problems. That's going to bring Luke Fortkamp to the plate, followed by Alex Garkey. We've had several big-time two-out rallies over the course of this, I'd say early season. We're about a little over a quarter of the way through the season. That one was first pitch a little high. Gets past the catcher, but nobody's on base. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, bases empty. That one's low. Two balls, no strikes. That one might be a little inside. Three balls, no strikes. Trying to get a two-out rally going here. That one is low. And, of course, Luke was taken all the way. Two-out walk. Get us a two-out rally going here. And Alex Garkey will come to the plate. Ian McCain on deck. Ian has moved up from 8th and 9th in the batting order to he's been in, I think, in the second or third position a couple of times up there. He's moved up, but and part of that is because the bottom of our order has been so good. We, you know, that usually the bottom of the order is a pretty good chance at an out, but Indians have done very, very well. And there's been a couple of games where they scored most of the runs. So we have people batting at the bottom of the order, but it's not bad batters. First pitch called strike. That one's a little high. Catcher looks him back. Triple checks Fort Camp at first. That one's way high. Gets away from the catcher a little bit, but Luke's not going. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Luke Fortcamp at first with a two-out walk. Alex Garkey looking to keep this rally going and get some runs here in the first. Big swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the first inning, no score. I'm sure you can hear the wind through the microphone. Oh, that's a strike on the outside corner. I thought it might be way outside, but the umpire says nope. So that is out number three. And Indians go down in the first inning with just a two-out walk. So we have a runner left on base, no hits, two strikeouts for Jacoby Triplett. And we'll be back with the bottom of the first right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here at Parkway, where the Indians did not score in their half of the first inning, and Parkway will come to the plate. Jacoby Triplett, the pitcher, will bat first. Colt Harner. And then Perry Schwederman. Triplett steps in, and first base umpire calls time, and Luke Fortcamp apparently having a little trouble with his glove, so he goes over to the dugout and switches gloves, and he's back out there. So now we are ready. Dylan Klinke on the mound for the Indians, left-hander. Jacoby Triplett at the plate. Ooh, must have been a little outside. Looked like a pretty good pitch. No balls on one ball, no strikes, excuse me. Klinke back to the plate, fouled, rolls back over toward the Parkway dugout. Bottom of the first, First batter for the Panthers. No score. Just getting started here. Dylan Klinke, nice pitch. Triplet, one hopper back to Dylan. He runs a little bit over toward first base and flips it to Luke Fortkamp. So one up, one down for the Panthers. Cold Harner, senior first baseman. He'll be batting left-handed against the left-hander Dylan Klinke. That one's way high. Didn't get that one under control. No balls, or one ball, no strikes to Colt Harner. Klinke's pitch again. A little low. Two balls, no strikes. Klinke gets a sign. That one's fouled over the screen and straight back. Two balls and a strike. Dylan Klinke, this is his third time out, and each other time we had a terrible defensive inning and giving the other team five outs. That one's kind of blooped over the pitcher and dies right there in the grass, and nobody can play it. It went over Dylan's head and died right there in the grass. And Ian McCain got to it, but he was already at first base. So a one-out single for Colt Harner, and that'll bring Perry Schwederman to the plate, another left-hander. He's center fielder here. Klinke's pitch, that one's grounded past the third baseman down the line. Darkey made a dive at it, but it was just out of his reach. And so one out, two runners on now. Kind of a bloop single in the infield for Harner. Schwederman with a line drive down the left field line. And that's going to bring Cooper Tangeman to the plate. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm not sure that's right. Carson Kirby, excuse me. That one's up a little bit. One ball, no strikes. One out. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. Dylan Klinke looks in. That's a hard shot. First baseman passed him. And that will load the bases with only one out. So three straight singles after the leadoff man bounced back to the pitcher. That will bring Cohen Corti, the shortstop freshman. Bases full of Panthers. Klinke looks in, gets his sign. We have a force at any base. If we have to, we will step on a bag, but what we want to do is get that force at home, and Brody Hart is lethal at that. When they throw one to him, he does not let go. So I believe it is two balls, no strikes. I was thinking that he might have fouled one, but there, scoreboard says two balls, no strikes. Ooh, pretty good looking pitch, but they call that one a ball. So he is one pitch away from walking in a run. He will be throwing a strike and the batter will not swing. That's exactly what happened. When it's three balls, no strikes in high school baseball, the batter does not swing. Make that guy throw a strike. That one's popped up out of play over the first base dugout over toward the football field. So it is now three balls, two strikes. Klinke was down three balls, no strikes in two straight times, and let's see if we can get a double play out of this maybe. And that one was just a little inside, so that walks in a run. Number nine, Rowan Kanapke comes to the plate, and he's going to be batting left-handed. And Coach Eink is going to go out and talk to his infield and his pitcher, get things sorted out there. So there's one out, bases still full after the walk, after the bases loaded walk. So there's Perry Schwederman at third base. Let's see. Trying to find out who I have here. Yeah, Carson Kirby at second. And Cohen Corte, the freshman, at first. So the conference on the mound is over. It'll be Rowan Kanapke stepping in. One run in, one man out. That one's blooped over the shortstop's head into center field, or left field, excuse me. And another run scores. It's 2-0 Panthers. And an RBI for Rowan Kanapke. That'll bring Jack Yoder to the plate, DH. He's batting for probably his brother, Rowan Yoder. So Jack Yoder, chance for some RBIs. That one's high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Dylan Klinke needing to bear down here now. We've already given up a couple of runs, a couple of seeing eye hits. But that one's called strike. One ball, one strike. Jack Yoder at the plate. That one's hit. Klinke has the ball, throws it to home for the force. So that's two outs now. Bases are still full. Yoder's at first on a fielder's choice. So Cooper Tangeman, the second baseman, at the plate now. That one's high. One ball, no strikes. Base is still full, two outs now. Dylan did exactly what we wanted him to do, and he had time to get it home on that force. That one is a pop fly ball. That drops over first base and drops in. One run scores, second run scores, and that puts runners on the corners. So it is Jack Yoder at third, Cooper Tangeman at first, and that will bring Isaac Beveridge to the plate. Ninth batter for the Parkway Panthers. Four runs in already here in the bottom of the first inning. Isaac Beveridge batting left, facing lefty Dylan Klinke. That one's high. Ball and no strikes. Runners on the corners for the Panthers. Four runs in, two men out. Klinke trying to get out of the inning, limit the damage. Right back to him. He'll go over to first for the force. And that is out number three. But they put nine batters to the plate. And the Parkway Panthers now lead 4-0 over our Indians. After one inning, we'll be back with inning number two in just a moment.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calpharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Calp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
For the Indians here in the top of inning number two, it will be Ian McCain, Caden Homan, and Hayden Seifring. And they'll be facing Jacoby Triplett again. And if the name sounds a little familiar, his dad, Matt Triplett, was our, I believe, elementary principal till about 8-9 years ago. He got a job back up here in his wife's hometown of Rockford. And he is now, he was the athletic director, and I believe he is the elementary and middle school principal again, might be high school principal, but back in administration. And if you remember him, he's a very good man. And I've seen Jacoby Triplett. He's a junior now. He's been playing every sport since he's a freshman, and he is good. And of course, a lot of you know Mr. Triplett's wife is Spanky Shum's daughter, and Spanky Shum is well known around the area. So first pitch low in the dirt to Ian McCain. It's the top of the second. Indians trail now 4-0 after the Parkway Panthers batted around and put four on the board. That's a hard shot. Nice dive by the second baseman, but not able to get to it. Ian McCain with a leadoff single here in the top of the second inning. Caden Homan coming to the plate. He's designated hitter in place of Grant Fortkamp, our right fielder. Ian McCain at first. He's going to probably do a little dancing there. That one's a little outside. Catcher kind of looked at him, and Ian kind of dared him to throw it. He didn't, put it back to the pitcher. Caden Homan, one ball, no strikes. Fly ball, right side, right fielder, kind of blocked. Looks like Caden's hanging in there, so he did not get to it. Don't know if it was out of play or he just couldn't catch up with it. So that'll run the count to one ball, one strike. Nobody out. First man on for the Indians is Ian Homan. Ian McCain. Wow. Got Ian Homan on my mind there. That's from 5-6 years ago. So Caden Homan is Ian's brother is at the plate. Hayden Seifring on deck. Caden ready. Pitcher throws over. Ian McCain dives back. He'll get off a little bit. Not a big lead right now. Triplett looks over and comes to the plate. A little high. Two balls and a strike. Nobody out. Indians trying to get something going here to answer Parkway's four run first. That one's a little high. Three balls and a strike. So we will take a walk. Caden loves to hit, but he does not mind taking a walk. Being on base is the main thing. All of our players have been buying into that theory for several years now. That's called strike. Thought might be a little outside. Umpire might be calling that outside strike. Full count. Caden Homan facing Jacoby Triplett. Triple come to the plate. That one's outside, and Ian McCain going heads for second base, but he was going to be there anyway. And Caden Homan with a walk. First two men aboard for the Indians. And that'll bring Hayden Seifring, followed by Brody Hart. Hayden Seifring playing left field again for the Indians. Bunt. And Triplett comes off the mound, throws it over to first for the out, but Hayden's sacrifice works perfectly. And Ian McCain is at third, Caden Holman at second. And there's one out now, but we have two runners in scoring position. That brings Brody Hart to the plate. Dylan Klinke on deck. So catcher, then pitcher. Brody's been hitting the ball well this spring, but they haven't been falling in for him yet. First pitch away. One ball, no strikes. Triplett looks again. McCain with a decent lead down there. That one's fouled over the backstop. One ball, one strike. One out on Hayden Seifring's sacrifice fly that moved the runners up to second and third. And again, sorry about the wind. It's about at least 20 miles an hour and gusting, so we don't have any way to get out of that wind. That one's wide and low. Two balls and a strike to Brody. Brody, with a good solid contact, could get two RBIs here and get us cut the deficit in half. Top of the second, Indians trail 4-0. Hard shot. Shortstop has it, throws over to first in time, but that scores a run and moves Caden over to third base. So Caden Holman at third, Brody Hart with a sacrifice, and that'll bring Dylan Klinke, the pitcher for the Indians, to the plate. He's been pitching left, and he is batting left-handed. That one's fouled down the first baseline. Coach Holman picks it up, throws it back to Triplett. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Runner at third base, needing to get him in. Dylan Klinke looking to help himself here in the second inning. That one's it was down in the dirt and off the catcher. Goes out in front of the plate. And Caden Holman stayed right there where he was, about three steps off of third base. One ball, one strike. Dylan Klinke at the plate with two outs. That one's a high hopper. The second baseman has it over to first in time. But the Indians are able to score a run, leaving a runner on base. So after an inning and a half, it is Parkway Panthers 4, Indians 1. We'll be back with the bottom of inning number 2 after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kaletractorsales.com.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to The Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Back here at Parkway, where the Indians trail 4-1 after an inning and a half. The Panthers plated four runs in their bottom half of the first inning, batted all the way around. So Jacoby Triplett will lead it off in inning number 2. He bounced back, one hopper back to Dylan Klinke his first time up. And then the rally started. Triplet. That one's bounced at the plate. Hit the plate first. Bounced out into the grass, but I think that might have hit Triplet on his foot. He's kind of flexing it a little bit. So no balls and a strike. Triplet will step back in. Clinky. That one's a little high. 1-1. First batter of the inning for the Panthers. Nobody out. 1-1 pitch. Must have been a little outside. 2 balls and a strike. Clinky comes to the plate. That's a little low. 3 balls and a strike. First pitch was a strike, and then 3 straight balls. Don't want to lose him here. That one's a hard hit ball. That'll get into the gap, right center field gap. And Reese Wendell comes up with it, and Triplet will head back to first. Well hit ball, got near the fence, but he couldn't. It got run down pretty quickly, and we got the ball in. So a leadoff single for Triplet. That'll bring Colt Harner to the plate. Batting left-handed. Dylan Klinke on the mound for the Indians. Triplet with a decent lead over there. Throw over. Back in plenty of time. Pitch. Looks like it may be down a little bit. I didn't see the umpire call anything, so I'm going to think it's a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Triplet made a little bit of a move towards second, but Brody looked him back. Clinky will come to the plate. A little high. 2 balls, no strikes. Got down in the zone there, Dylan. Dylan gets his sign. A little low. 3 balls, no strikes. Jacoby Triplet still at first base. Nobody out. So 3 balls, no strikes, and that will be a... I was going to say Dylan's going to throw a strike and the batter won't swing at it, but that was a little high. So a walk will move Triplet to second. So runners on first and second with nobody out. And that will bring Perry Schwederman, sophomore center fielder. He's also batting left-handed. Looked like a pretty good pitch, called a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Nobody out yet. Indians have to start getting some outs here. That one's down. 2 balls, no strikes. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. Nobody out. Looking to score some more runs here in the bottom of the second. They got 4 in the bottom of the first. Perfect strike right down the middle. But that was 6 straight balls before he got that one in there. So we got to keep that ball down and get it in. Schwederman, he'll bounce one to second base. The shortstop picks it up right at second base, steps on the bag, throws over to Luke Fortkamp at first and gets the double play. So that helped a lot. It did move the runner Triplet over to third base, but we now have 2 outs. Carson Kirby at the plate. First pitch, called a ball, I believe. Again, I didn't see any indication, so I'm gonna say it is. Klinke comes to the plate again. That's a strike. Should be 1-1. The scoreboard still says 0-1, but I believe it's 1-1. Klinke will come to the plate again. Runner at third, two outs. There's a hard shot. Ian McCain has it at shortstop over first. Got him by about four steps. And the Indians with get out of a jam there. We had runners at first and second with nobody out. And the Indians get a double play and then a nice play from the shortstop. And leadoff single triplet standing at third base. So after two complete, it is four for the Parkway Panthers, one for the Indians, and we have to get something going here. So we will start with the top of the order when we come back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting Community Radio on the Tribe.
Back here at Parkway High School, where the Indians are trailing 4-1. Going to the top of the third inning, it will be the top of the order for the Indians. Reese Wendell, Colson Post, Luke Fortcamp, Alex Garkey, Ian McCain, we hope that many and more. Indians left a runner on base in the first inning. Left one on in the second inning, but we were able to get a run in. So trailing 4-1, Reese Wendell at the plate. That one bounces past the catcher and back to the screen. Colson Post to come out of the on-deck circle and grab that. Jacoby Triplett looks to the plate. Swing and a miss by Reese Wendell. He struck out swinging last time. He had three swings and did not make contact. Triplett comes again. That one gets way inside and past the catcher. And Colson gets a little more jogging in where he goes back to grab that ball back at the screen. Flips it to the home plate umpire. So I believe it doesn't matter now. He just hits a single past the third baseman into left field. The scoreboard said 1-1, but I think it was 2-1. Doesn't matter now. Leadoff single for the Indians. Maybe this is the start of a big rally for us. We've had a lot of games with big rallies. Colson Post comes to the plate, batting left-handed. Luke Fortcamp on deck. So between Reese Wendell, Colson Post, Luke Fortcamp. Reese is heading down to second, and he's in there safe. Nice throw, but it was a little high. Shortstop went up, brings it down, And Reese Wendell is at second base now. He's got a runner in scoring position. Colson Post took that one for a ball. Reese with a decent lead there. Nobody holding him on. That one's, I think, a little high, and I believe it's two balls, no strikes. Yep. Umpire sometimes doesn't make a signal, so I have a little trouble reading it, and so does the scoreboard keeper. And that's a called strike right down the middle. I think Colson was going to take that till he threw a strike. Two balls and a strike now. Nobody out. Reese Wendell out at second base in scoring position. Shortstop behind him a little bit. Might be throwing. Nope. Shortstop moves. Second baseman curls over, and he is messing with Jacoby Triplett. That's a swing and a miss for Post. I mean, Triplett stand there staring at him, and the shortstop would be kind of there to get behind him, and the short, and then the second baseman to get behind him, and Jacoby Triplett just turned and threw one to the plate. Reese messing with him a little bit. Triplett steps off the rubber. He'll step back on. Reese will step back off the bag. Triplett comes to the plate. That one is popped up behind second base. Might be no man's land. Nope, the shortstop is able to go out and grab that for out number one. And Reese has to go back to second base. That'll bring up Luke Fortkamp. Alex Garkey on deck. We need to get some runs here, guys. Triplett. Looks in. Fortkamp ready. He contact. The center fielder slipped down. Shortstop going way back there behind second base on the first base side of second base and makes the play. Shortstop, or the center fielder, was going to come in, and he slipped down. That kind of left it to the shortstop. And Reese Wendell again stays at second base. Triplett looking again. Reese Wendell really jumping around out there. That one's a little bit outside for Alex Garkey. Ian McCain on deck. Ooh, strike caught the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Reese Wendell at second. He led off with a single and stole second. And then we've had two straight pop-ups behind second base that the shortstop was able to run down. And there's a hard shot. Shortstop plays it right about second base, throws it over to first in time, and the Indians are out. We did leave a runner on base. Leadoff man got to second base, but we couldn't get him any farther. So we played two and a half. It is the Parkway Panthers 4, Indians 1. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM.
Welcome back, Parkway. Bottom of the third inning. And Cordy is the batter. He took the first couple of pitches. We got two strikes on him. And then he took the third one, third ball. And it was full count. And he puts a single into right center. So a leadoff single for Corti. And they have their lead runner, their first batter on again. Rowan Konapke now the batter. Klinke pitching. It's in. That looked pretty good. Must have been just a little high. One ball, no strikes. Corti at first getting a little bit of a lead. Klinke looks over. Brody might throw behind him. That one's a little high. And he does throw behind him, and Fort can't put the tag down, but Corti was back in time. They probably have scouted us and know that Brody will do that in a heartbeat. So two balls, no strikes. Rowan Konapke at the plate. Throw over. Back in plenty of time. Dives back. Rowan Konapke, Jack Yoder on deck. Two balls, no strikes, throw over. That gets past the first baseman, and it will go over to the fence. And Corti will move to second base. So that is not what we wanted to do. Still two balls, no strikes. Rowan Konapke at the plate. Dylan Klinke on the mound. That one's a little inside. Three balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Runner at second base. Leadoff man for the Panthers. Cohen Corti. And that one is a four-pitch walk. And that puts runners on first and second. Trying to get a rally going. They had two runners on last inning, and we were able to get out of that. They had two at first and second with nobody out, and we were able to get a force and then get a couple of other outs. So it's going to be Jack Yoder, the batter now. That's a bunt, and oh man, Brody came out from behind the plate. Picked it up, threw to first, and in my opinion, Big Luke caught that ball and stayed on the bag. The base umpire started to call him out and then called him safe. So that the bases are full of Parkway Panthers. Things are not going well for the Indians. And I guess if he's safe, we're going to have to call that a single. Because it definitely wasn't an error. So Cooper Tangerman now at the plate. Base is full, nobody out. That one's a little inside. Dylan's got some control problems today. I don't know if it has anything to do with this 25-mile-an-hour wind that's blowing all over the place. That's called strike, 1-1. Nobody out. Base is full of Panthers. They already lead 4-1 over our Indians. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Brody Hart digs that one out of the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Plinky looks in, gets his sign. That one's high. Three balls and a strike. We cannot walk in another run. This has to be a strike. And it is. Called strike. He was taken all the way, I believe. Full count. Bases full. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Indians already trailing by three. That one popped up behind us, out of play. First base side. Count stays three balls, two strikes. Cooper Tangerman, swing and a miss. Needed that throw behind the runner at third, and he's back. So one out now. And it'll be Isaac Beveridge, the number nine hole hitter for the Parkway Panthers. Base is still full, one out now. Let's get us a double play here. Strike. Isaac Beveridge, sophomore batting left-handed. I think he is one of four in their lineup. Little inside. So the fielders are in on the corners looking for a bunt to try to get a run in. And the runner pretty far down the line. That one's a little off. Two balls and a strike. Must have been a little inside. Beveridge back in the batter's box. That one's a little high. So I think we've thrown three straight balls to him now. We need to bear down. We cannot, base is full. We have nowhere to put him. That's a called strike. That was a nice pitch. Three balls, two strikes. One out. We need to get another strike out here, Dylan. That's a little foul. Bounced over toward the third base dugout for the Parkway Panthers. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Three runners on base for the Parkway Panthers. They already lead by three. Bottom of the third inning. Clinky comes to the plate. Payoff pitch. Passed him. We'll step on the bag for one, over to first. Double play. That is exactly what we needed. Got past Dylan, but Ian McCain was there and played it right at second base, stepped on the bag, fired over to Big Luke at first, and a double play ends the inning. Wow. So they had the bases full, nobody out, and we were able to get out of that one. Man, that was, ooh. that was really, really really great. So we were able to dodge a bullet there. So after three, it is 4-1 in favor of the Parkway Panthers. Back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
We're back at Parkway again. Top of the fourth inning. Indians trailing 4-1. We have not put together much offense today against Jacoby Triplett. Ian McCain, number 5, hole batter. Then Caden Homan and Hayden Seifering. Ian will step in to bat. Made a great play for that double play to end the bottom half of the third. He comes up top of the fourth. That one's down in the dirt. Bounces back to the screen. One ball, no strikes to Ian. He has a very good eye and a very good bat. And he's had some pretty good strikes that have seen where they're supposed to go and did fall in there. That one's going to be a foul out of play. 1-1. Ian McCain, football team and on the wrestling team. Went and watched them wrestle a few times and have no idea what I was looking at, but it was awesome. Ian McCain back in the batter's box. 1-1, first batter of the inning. Fouls one down the third baseline. So he pushed one to the right side, pulls this one to the left side. One ball, two strikes now. Ian back in. Ball gets back to Jacoby Triplett. Swing and a miss. One man up, one man down for the Indians here. Jacoby Triplett fooled him on that one. And it'll be Caden Homan, Hayden Seifering on deck. We need to get base runners and runs. We need to be on base. We are usually really good at that, have been all year. This is probably one of our lowest productions all year. We did have that 1-0 victory at Fort Loramie. I think all the rest of the times we've had, we've had four or more, I believe, every game except that one. That one's a called strike to Caden Homan. 1-1. One out, nobody on. Top of the fourth. That one's a little high. Two balls and a strike. Hayden Seifering on deck. Let's get things going and see if we can get some runs. That one's a little high, 3-1. Caden will take a walk if he's going to give it. And that is inside. One out walk. And that'll bring Hayden Seifering to the plate. Grounded back to the pitcher bunt the first time up and moved the runner up, who eventually scored. So he's 0-0. Hayden Seifering facing Triplett. That's a little high and outside. Caden Homan with a little lead over there at first. One ball, no strikes to Hayden Seifering. Brody Hart on deck. That one's foul back off of the catcher's mask and maybe even caught the umpire a little bit. They're both seem to be just fine. Umpire walked it off a little bit going over to pick up that foul ball from Brody Hart. One ball, one strike. One out. Hayden Seifering at the plate. And a swing and a miss. Caden Homan looked like he was going to take off on the hit and run, but that isn't what happened. One ball, two strikes. Hayden Seifering at the plate. Jacoby Triplett on the mound for the Parkway Panthers. And that is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Brody Hart waits on deck. One out. Swing and a miss. So he's got curveball or something working well for him. Jacoby Triplett does. And that's two outs now. And Brody will come to the plate. Dylan Klinke, the pitcher, on deck. Two outs, runner at first. We are down 4-1, and it is already the fourth inning. We have to start getting something going. We're basically halfway through, and we don't have it. We are down behind. Well, hi, guys. How are you? Brody Hart. One ball, no strikes. Foul. Back to the screen. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Caden Homan at first. Brody Hart at the plate. Two outs. Let's wait to see the field goal post. Triplett. Ready to come to the plate. Ooh, called a strike on that outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Brody's ready again. Very high. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Caden Homan at first base. Brody Hart ready to move him around. Brody calls timeout. Triplett was taking a little too long out there on the mound. Brody's ready. Triplett's ready. Gets his sign. 2-2 pitch. That's popped up right side. Second baseman going back. And the right fielder comes racing in and makes that catch. That is out number three. We've had three that could have been in no man's land, and they were able to run them down even with this wind going on. So after three and a half, going to the bottom of the fourth, count the score remains Parkway 4, Indians 1. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Parkway, where our Indians are trailing 4-1, going to the bottom of inning number 4. And for the Panthers, for the third time, Jacoby Triplett will be leading off. He's the leadoff man for him. Pitcher today and doing a great job out there. Jacoby Triplett, junior now, will step in. Seems like he's been playing for 6 years. Colt Harner on deck. Dylan Klinke still on the mound for the Indians. That's a little high and outside, maybe one ball, no strikes. Pitch that is called, I thought he put up his right hand. Looks like the scoreboard person says two balls, no strikes. That's a swing and a miss. Really fooled him on that one. 2-1. Klinke looks in, has a sign from Brody. That's a hard shot. Third base, Alex Garkey gets his glove on it but can't make the play. He came over quite a bit and just got his glove on it, just barely. So Triplett with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the fourth. They've had a man on every inning. They did not score in the second or third. Second inning, they had two runners on and couldn't score. Third inning, they had bases full and nobody out, and we got out of that one, but we can't keep letting them do that. There's a bunt, going to sacrifice. Klinke can't grab it, and he gets over to first, and I believe they called him safe. I couldn't tell. It was a bang-bang play. Either way, Jacoby Triplett goes to second. And he is on with a, I'm going to give it an error on Dylan because he didn't get it picked up cleanly. No outs. And we have Perry Schwederman at the plate. Ooh, looked like a pretty good pitch. Call it a ball. Schreiderman, followed by Carson Kirby. Clinky checking the runners, goes to the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Clinky looks in, gets his sign. Runners are not too far off. There's a foul on the right side. Almost played cleanly by the first base coach. That's Nick Schwederman. It's Perry Schwederman at the plate. Two balls and a strike. There's a bunt down the third base line. And it goes foul. They waited, and it just rolled foul. They could not have gotten him anyway, and it was on the third base side, so if Triplett had gone to third, he wasn't going to go any farther. So they just waiting was just fine, and it worked out for him. Two balls, two strikes now. Schreiderman, again, batting left-handed. 2-2, nobody out. Runners at first and second. Clinky comes to the plate. That one bounces high. That hits the plate and goes way up in the air. Brody had no chance because by the time it got back to him, it was already 20 feet in the air. It almost went over the 30-foot backstop. It hit the very top of that backstop and came back down. I don't know exactly what happens if one hits a plate and bounces out of play. So there's a foul. Three balls, two strikes. Schwederman there. We have runners at second and third now for the Panthers. We need to keep them there. We have no outs. We got out of a couple of jams. We got out of a jam in the second and in the third. So something happened there. Oh, is that lightning? Is that what went on? Lightning? Okay. So they saw some lightning, so we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back in just a little bit.
The home plate umpire spotted some lightning in the west and stopped the game. The storm kept closing in, and it kept getting later, and it was obvious that the game would not be able to resume. The date to finish the game will be announced later. We will leave this recording in the archives, and when they're able to finish the game, we'll merge the two recordings together so the full game will be in one place. The game was suspended in the bottom of the fourth inning with Parkway batting with nobody out and runners on second and third, Parkway leading 4-1.